Talk Live, here to take your calls about what you want. Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on our site for free. Again, freetalklive.com. And you can actually create the content that you find on the site. What was placed there on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. You can submit content to the site via our Reddit-based system, and you can vote it up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike what other people have submitted. And we'll know what you think's interesting just by simply glancing at our front page at freetalklive.com. So thank you to everybody who takes the time to get interactive there and basically create the content for the website. So again, whatever you want to share, maybe it's a YouTube video, news article, blog post, whatever it is online, you take the link, you put it on our website at freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, jump into the phones and your calls and thoughts still to come up. The shocking statistics, at least I was pretty surprised by this, and it's hard to surprise me when it comes to police abuse. But we'll get to those statistics about males in the United States and how frequently they are arrested. It's pretty amazing. Then Johnny Ray has a story about a deaf man being beaten by the police. Plus, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week still to come here tonight. But we go first to John in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, John. John in North Carolina going once. John in North Carolina going. He didn't want to be on the air. Okay, well, there you go. Now he's not. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. So let's start with the statistics, Mark, if you've got them handy.
That's right. So it's this is from the AP, so pretty reputable news organization here. From USA Today, nearly 50% of black men and 40% of white men are arrested at least once on non-traffic-related crimes by the time they turn 23.
One out of two, nearly one out of two men in the United States, basically.
Yes.
That's pretty shocking.
That's according to a new study. One of the authors of the study published this month, and this was came out in January, Journal Crime and Delinquency, said the statistics could be useful in shaping policies so that people aren't haunted by arrests when they apply for jobs or schools or public housing.
Because if you're accepting applications for whatever, one out of two men almost in America will have had a criminal past in their history. Now, again, just because the word criminal appears doesn't mean that we're talking about someone who's hurt another person. We're not talking about people who've harmed others. We're just talking about men who've been arrested. Because you can get arrested for all kinds of stuff. This lady we talked about earlier got arrested because she was recording a cop.
I've seen arrests for things affect people being able to get a gun license. So, you know, maybe they aren't passing laws where Americans can't possess guns, but if they make enough of them, if they arrest enough of them, then nobody will be able to have a gun. What are the demographics of women having guns? Not nearly as high as men, I would suspect. So this might be the back door, essentially, to disarming the nation.
Make everybody a felon.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be.
Now, this isn't felonies. This is
not.
All arrests.
So many, many people are...
Non-traffic.
Many, many people are involved with the criminal justice system at this level, said Sean Bushway, a University at Albany criminologist. And treating them all of this as if they're hardened criminals is a serious mistake. I think this is serious because at some point or another... I mean, don't forget that every one of these people, these 22-year-olds, males that have been arrested, 40 and 50%, white and black, they've got parents. And these parents are then exposed to the injustices of the system.
Yep.
My cousin, now I'm not going to talk about my mother because, the crime I got arrested on, just completely not in the realm that these people are dealing with. But my cousin got a DUI for sleeping in a car that he had possession of the keys for while being intoxicated. He was smart enough, wise enough while he was inebriated, whatever level of inebriation he was in, that he wasn't going to drive the car, but they arrested him for it anyway. And, he's going to be in this statistic. So you really, I mean, at some point or another, people are just going to be really kind of befuddled. they're no longer going to trust the justice system to be just.
So to some extent, that's kind of a good thing, in that the police and the justice system, by being so likely to make arrests for people who've never hurt another person, it really brings it home for people when their loved ones are in the custody of the police, and they know that their loved one isn't dangerous, they know their loved one has not harmed anyone else. But yet there they are, being treated like every other criminal. It really shows the inhumanity of man towards man as far as the system is concerned. And I think it makes it pretty crystal clear. Anytime anybody's come across a situation like this with a friend or family member being aggressed against by the police, it's a shock to the system. If it's their first time that anything like this has happened to a family member or a friend, it's a shock because, like this lady in the police video that we played earlier, she seems kind of surprised. Even though she generally stood up for herself, unlike most people would have, she does seem shocked that the police would arrest her for recording the police.
You've been told your whole life this is a free country. A free country means it's not a police state. A police state means that one out of two people, males, don't get arrested. So this is, I'm sure some of these people have certainly legitimately been arrested, but at some point, when you are criminalizing this percentage of the population, you got a real mess on your hands. This is, by the way, I suspect, a consequence of the war on drugs, which libertarians talk about all the time, and there's for good reason. So
yeah, this is another classic example of governments denying the market signals and information that we need to make decisions. We all rely on criminal background checks to hire people, and they're not reliable if everybody's getting arrested.
Yeah.
And it's not, being arrested and having a history with the police is not an indicator of your character like maybe it once was. Maybe.
Well, these numbers are growing, and what we can say from reading these numbers is that in very short order, employers who often are dealing with younger people coming into the marketplace, that this is talking about people who are 20, who've completed their 22nd year or whatever. I guess that's not exactly right, because you, never mind. So they, they're 23. This is before they reach their 23rd birthday.
Yeah, they've been arrested.
Employers are now dealing with, or soon will soon be dealing with, one out of two males are, arrestees. Now, what does that mean? A conviction? Did they get drug court? There's a variety of things. Now, let's point out here, the drug court predominantly is offered to whites and not blacks.
Really?
Yes. Well, that's just that. And so,
outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, these are, to some extent, you're talking about the new Jim Crow laws here. And it also marginalizes an entire gender. They're not popular. Males aren't popular anymore, and it's tough. The peer-reviewed estimates don't rely on arrest records, but instead on an annual Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics survey of about 7,000 young people who answered questions each year from 1997 to 2008 on a range of issues, including if they had ever been taken into custody for something other than a traffic offense. Mm-hmm. How do you get taken into custody for a traffic offense?
I was curious to know. I'm not going to get this information, but because I don't think you have this level of detail. But I know that here in New Hampshire, it's not uncommon for people to be arrested for driving while suspended. Now, I don't know if that's considered a traffic offense or just like a disobedience to the state offense.
Yeah, could it be criminal?
But I was in jail with a guy who was there for a year because he had a suspended license and was driving on it. So I wonder if they're factored in.
Self-reported crimes range from underage drinking to violent assaults.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been in courts where it's been a line of young people between the age of 18 and 20, just getting popped, on party weekends here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a college town, and they just come in there and line up and plead guilty, and they get an arrest on their record, and they get the system gets hundreds of dollars in fines as a result of that. Sometimes their arrest will be, their record will be dropped or whatever if they're good little boys and girls. But
as long as they pay the fine, though.
Right, the system still makes out big time. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And I'm sure those college students are not having another drink ever again in their entire college career.
That'll teach them a lesson.
Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, that's the ProXPN toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way. Of course, you can take control. You know, we are kind of focusing on police-related issues tonight, speaking now about people who have been arrested, males specifically. About one out of two males in the United States have been arrested before the age of 23. It's about one half of blacks and 40% of white males have been arrested by the age of 23. We'll continue with your thoughts here in moments.
You can make a difference in the world simply by drinking the coffee that you normally drink. Well, I mean, not the brand of coffee you normally drink, but drinking coffee like you normally drink. You can get on board with BuzzBox Coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can help people around the world work their way out of poverty. What BuzzBox does is it has a coffee co-op and people buy in. And what Free Talk Live's doing is trying to make available loans so that people can buy into the coffee co-op and then sell their coffee through BuzzBox, who makes it so that they can get, you know, better prices. And they, you know, they're able to break the generational chains of poverty. This isn't a situation where you're talking about essentially, you know, union workers getting fair trade coffee. This is little owners, little business people able to, you know, take care of their families because they're making it work with organic, shade-grown, 100% Arabica-grade coffee. The best of the best coffee. You won't. I mean, I just went to a coffee shop today, had coffee roasted right on site. Good coffee. I have coffee that good every day because I drink BuzzBox coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, see what I mean by getting a free pound. Sign up for the subscription there, and they'll take care of sending coffee for you as long as you want. You can cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We continue our Skype, by the way, username lrn.fm. We've got Brian. He's on the line. Actually, he's live from the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, already having checked in, apparently, I'm presuming, for the Liberty Forum. Brian, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Wanted to actually, I'm a financial analyst, and I was looking at this Bitcoin thing. I know you guys have been on pretty big on Bitcoin in the past couple of years, but I've never seen a possible opportunity with this latest hacking scandal where you have arbitrage all over the different exchanges. How would you
arbitrage is what? Can you define that?
Sure. Yeah, arbitrage is an opportunity when you can get the identical security at two different prices and close the market difference. It's an opportunity for guaranteed profit.
Yep.
Meaning so you buy on one market and sell on another?
Right. It's theoretically like buying on the New York Stock Exchange, right? And just turning around and selling it on the over the counter.
Okay.
Right away, instantaneously. Let's use Mt. Gox as probably the best example. I'm seeing the quoted Bitcoin value right now is $288. But if I go to Bitstamp, I see right now it's at $626, the latest bid.
There's a problem, and that is that Mt. Gox, apparently you can't get anything out of them.
Well, even so, though, you have a guaranteed opportunity because if you just say you if you just
but if you can't get the bitcoins out
right now, if you have bitcoins right now though, right? What would stop them from like buying more at and then immediately selling them? Are you saying that they actually?
The problem is you can't get anything out of Mt. Gox, from what I'm told, from my understanding. Site apparently owes people money, from what I've heard. I have not been following this closely. Mark maybe has been following more closely than I.
Well,
but I've heard that you cannot get money out. You cannot get bitcoins out. They owe somebody $38 million or some group of people $38 million. Maybe it's all their users, and everything's locked down.
Well,
so,
I don't know that all that information's true, but there's enough rumors circling around Mt. Gox that they're not in great. You know,
can you go and buy a bitcoin for $300 at Mt. Gox and withdraw it from the account tonight?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't do it. As far as I'm concerned, Mt. Gox is toxic.
Fair enough. So what does that make it look like then for the exchanges in general? Because Mt. Gox was the largest exchange on Bitcoin. This is kind of opening it up towards, like, maybe competitor Bitcoin?
It could, I suppose, but I think that, first, I think that you're right. The people that know about Bitcoin, you know, sort of peripherally thought that Mt. Gox was the good exchange, and then at some point or another, it might ruin the taste, give them a bad taste in their mouth because Mt. Gox is a mess, and it has been a mess for some time. But really, this is the price of ignorance. If you spent any time learning about Bitcoin, you would relatively quickly come to the conclusion, it seems to me, that Mt. Gox was toxic and has been for some time. You weren't able to withdraw U.S. funds from Mt. Gox for like the last year. I wouldn't have gone anywhere near this exchange for anything.
According to BitcoinAverage.com, there are currently four exchanges they are ignoring in their deciding of how to calculate the Bitcoin average price. Mt. Gox is one of those four. They give their reason for ignoring them. You cannot withdraw from Mt. Gox at this time. So I presume that means both Bitcoins and cash, you cannot get anything out of them. So that's why their price is falling dramatically, in my opinion.
Well, let's look at this, though, in a different scenario. About Cypress, how they froze accounts a few months ago, and then that can happen to any one of us. If you're holding your funds at a bank, the bank freezes your funds.
Yep.
That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that your funds go down in value. Your funds still hold the same amount of dollar purchases. Like
sure, presuming you can ever get them out.
Presuming that you can get them out. Now, are we actually on the precipice of Mt. Gox actually going on failure?
I think so.
Yeah. Good chance of that, yeah.
I don't think Mt. Gox is going to come out of this.
It looks bad.
That's the consensus.
Okay, then that explains this, because it was driving me insane how nobody was taking advantage of this. There's like, you know, I was listening to C-SPAN. They did this gigantic segment, this about an hour-long segment on Bitcoin, and they kept bringing up Mt. Gox as the, you know.
Right, yeah, the big financial gurus who want to push the dollar over Bitcoin are just they're just so happy to see that the Mt. Gox price has fallen so much, because that was sort of the bellwether, supposedly. But really,
it had no business being that
way.
It was
didn't.
Certainly, it was just
but
first to market.
But it's convenient for the big
business.
Media.
It had the biggest volume for...
True, for a while
until
they did.
Now, right?
But it had a broken system the whole time.
Yeah.
This little bug that they're talking about, the malleability bug that caused the latest disaster with Mt. Gox,
mm-hmm.
was known about since 2011
and had been corrected.
They hadn't, yeah, they
in
hadn't
other places.
Fixed right. It had been fixed by the developers, but not at Mt. Gox. 3 years they went on in their broken, crippled system, and they deserve to die. They're a mess.
So, Brian,
the guy who runs the exchange, the guy who owns the exchange, is so ultra wealthy, he just doesn't have to care.
So, Brian, I think it does explain your concerns. And have fun at the Liberty Forum. We'll see you out there in a couple of days. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So, the best way to get the best way to get the price of Bitcoin is to go to BitcoinAverage.com. What they do is they take the current prices that are available on the market in various different markets around the world, and they average them together. You can get the global average, you can get the U.S. dollar average, you can get other sort of sub-averages. But they're the best, in my opinion, the most reliable site.
That's where I always go to get the
and
price.
They ignore Mt. Gox because Mt. Gox is a broken website. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're looking to get some Bitcoin, we'll tell you how to do that here in a moment, and you can take control of the airwaves. Also, on the way, police beating a deaf man. Johnny Ray's got that story. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You, of course, can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact, at least for the next couple days, because after that, the webcam will no longer be with us, because we'll be live on location. And cams just aren't an option there, because we're sharing an internet connection there with the rest of the hotel, and it would be irresponsible of us to stream video out of there.
Yeah.
So enjoy the cam now while it's available. But when we're on remote at the Liberty Forum coming up here in a couple days, you will still be able to use the cam feed. You can still just listen to the audio through the cam feed. It's just you won't see the cams. And the chat room's still going to be there. The chat room's still going to be live. There will still be people there. So, again, you can go to the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com. You can listen, you can watch, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and it's all for free. Now, Mark, I know that you had more you wanted to share from the story about the shocking percentages of American males who've been arrested before they turn 23 years old.
Yep.
We'll continue that, but I also want to let you know about cashintocoins.com. That's the place to get bitcoins. We're talking about these exchanges, which some of them are questionable, say MTGOX, for instance. You don't want to go there to get your bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com allows you to go to use cash and to turn them into bitcoins, and they're doing it in a couple new ways over at cashintocoins.com, so you should go and check them out and learn about how to turn your bitcoins into cash. It's easy. Turn your cash into bitcoins, rather. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com. All right. So, Mark, what else did you want to share with us from this story by the Associated Press about how one out of two, 50% of black males in the United States have been arrested before their 23rd birthday? Almost one in two, 40% of white males have been arrested before their 23rd birthday.
Yeah, this is the numbers. There's a lot of numbers in what I'm going to say here, this next paragraph. But I think it's worth looking at. So at age 18, so right at majority, 30% of black men, 26% of Hispanic men, and 22% of white men. So between a fifth and almost a third of males are arrested by the time they're 18.
I wonder what happens when you break it down to income as well. Like when you break it down to sort of class. I bet you
yank out the top three quintiles, and then basically you have everybody on the bottom two quintiles.
I bet you with poor young males, I bet you it goes up real high.
Well, if you're talking about what is poor, if you're talking about quintiles, you're just talking about the bottom 40% of families. Mm-hmm. That's not poor.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering. By 23, those numbers climb. So it goes to what you said: 50% of black men, 49% of black men, 44% for Hispanics, and 38% for white men. So the numbers, it's incredible that as far as these numbers go. Now among women, it's 20% of black women, 18% of white women, and 16% of Hispanic women have been arrested at least once by the age of 23.
Still a lot of people.
Further research on the arrests themselves, convictions, and recidivism rates are in the works, said the study's co-author. Among criminologists, I don't think that they're surprised or alarmed by the findings. The alarm and concern is among people who are not as familiar with the patterns. We do a show here on the police state and on many other things on a regular basis. I'm stunned and alarmed by these numbers.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's disturbing, but it's interesting. Some of the kind of the effects of this, as we've touched on, are going to normalize this for people. People are going to hopefully, when you go and apply for like renting a room or apply for a job, used to be, a long time ago, they'd ask you, "Have you ever been convicted of a crime?" And if you've been convicted of a crime, that's usually enough for the person to say, "Nope, not interested in renting to you or hiring you or whatever. You're a criminal." But now it's going to be so common that maybe the next question will be, okay, what was it? And then the person who's assessing the individual will actually have to assess the so-called crime. Oh, you were convicted for pot? No worries, you're hired. Or, it was rape? Yeah, we definitely don't want you. So maybe they'll actually, the result of this will be that criminal convictions will be so, and again, we're just talking about arrests, but a lot of these are going to be convictions because most people take a plea deal when they get arrested. So, maybe what will happen is people will become more choosy in that, or more investigative about looking into somebody's criminal history and find out, what is this person charged with? Maybe I should look at that rather than just jumping to the conclusion that because they've been charged with something that they're a bad person. Because one out of two males in the United States are not bad guys. These are people who've been arrested for not hurting anybody else. What's the breakdown of these arrests? I guarantee you the supermajority of them have no victim. Guaranteed.
I'll bet you that's the case, too.
Yep. The police aren't – their job is not to protect you from a robber. Their job is not to get your cat out of a tree. Their job is to protect politicians from you.
It's true.
And their job is to condition you to live and work for the good of the state.
Don't step out of line or else. So what is this
more
Depp
and
guy
more
do?
As the cops condition the people, especially the violent males, they're going to come into contact with them. They're always going to go for an arrest first. That's their goal, is to arrest you. The guy who wants to hear your story, he's not going to make it as a cop because the perps are just going to talk him in circles. And he's not going to control the situations that he's supposed to be controlling.
Yeah.
The understanding people who are interested in you and see you as a human being will never rise through the ranks of the police.
So a lot of people have been arrested, and it's just shocking. But you had a story, Johnny Ray, about a deaf man who mm-hmm. was beaten by the police. Now, what was he doing? Was he in the middle of you know, molesting a child or perhaps murdering someone at the time when this was happening?
He was moving out, and his roommate had left some things maybe by the garage or in the by the back door or something.
Stealing from his roommate, and the cops caught him in the act.
So he was going to get his stuff, and a neighbor thought that he looked suspicious. Hmm. The neighbor called the police.
So the deaf guy was going to get his stuff or his roommate's stuff?
He was going to get his stuff.
Okay, so he wasn't stealing anything?
No, he wasn't.
Just the stuff by the garage.
Yeah. His stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Jonathan Meester. It's spelled E-I, so I guess it could be Meister.
Meester.
I think most people, I just have this feeling that even though when I see that I say Meester, I think most people pronounce it to themselves as Meester, and that's how I'm going to read it. Jonathan Meester was retrieving some stuff he was storing at an ex-roommate's home when he looked up to find several members of the Hawthorne Police Department approaching. The South Bay man, this story is out of Los Angeles.
Thank you for that.
The South Bay man claims officers didn't give him a chance to explain what he was doing before placing him in handcuffs, beating him, and using a stun gun to shock him into submission.
Mm.
The problem began when police reportedly misunderstood Meester's attempts to speak in sign language as threatening gestures.
Oh, God. Oh man, they probably thought it was gang signs or something.
Oh, God. This, Okay, so now,
we got a tough guy, huh?
And what is it's not epilepsy. What's the people the condition that the police have been beating everybody up over for years here on Free Talk Live?
Diabetic shock.
Diabetic shock. You know, first they're going after the people with diabetic shock. Now it's the deaf people. There's another case of a police officer shooting a deaf man up
Seattle
too.
Seattle, Washington.
He was
carving something with a knife, I think, sitting down on a stoop.
I think they gave him 7 seconds, didn't they, before he killed him?
6 or 7, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Moreover, officers didn't realize that when they handcuffed Meester, who is, quote, profoundly deaf and nonverbal, they took away his ability to communicate. Now, the architect from Manhattan Beach is suing the city of Hawthorne, its police department, and several of its officers for what happened that day.
All right, stand by. We're going to come back with more here and Jenny Ray's Game of the Week and your calls and thoughts here in the remaining moments, which are coming up in, just a moment away, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Here toll free, 855-453. If you dial now, we might be able to get you in here in these last remaining moments of this edition of the show. But if I've got more time tomorrow night, you can always call in any night you want, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. That's our live show hours. You may be listening on a radio station and delay broadcast. Still, you can feel free to call in during our live show, and then you can listen to yourself later on. If you don't get the show on your local talk radio station, call them up. Talk to the program director and ask real nicely to get some Free Talk Live. We're there 7 nights a week, so even if all they've got available is maybe a weekend night, we can help them out. We've got over 140 radio stations today, and a lot of those stations are on board thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can help amp the show to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, to bring more people to the ideas of freedom by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Your amp dollars, $5 a month is all we're asking for. Your amp dollars will be doubled. Right now, we've got a fundraiser going on that's ongoing, so for several months, your AMP dollars will be doubled. So if you give $10 a month to AMP, it's like giving 20. If you do 5, it's like 10. And it's thanks to several donators that have stepped up to match up to $950 per month of contributions. We haven't quite reached that $950. We're like hovering around $750. We've got a good $200 more that we can raise and have matched on a monthly basis. So please help us with that at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials our regular podcast does, and more. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you for doing that. Let's continue here. Johnny Ray, you were telling us the story of a man who has been beaten by the police because he was signing things to them. He's deaf, so he knows sign language. He was attempting to communicate with the police. Now, is he also a mute, or is he just kind of one of those deaf people that doesn't talk real well?
He is, quote, profoundly deaf.
Okay.
And he is mute. Sign language is the only way that he can communicate and writing things down.
And they thought that he was signing gang signs or something like that, and so they attacked this guy.
At least that's the justification they used for tasing him and beating him and handcuffing him and hauling him downtown.
And what was he doing ostensibly before this? I forgot that part of the story.
The incident began on the evening of February 13th, 2013, when Meester arranged to get some things his ex-roommate was holding him on his back porch. Someone saw Meester hauling items, thought it looked suspicious, and called police.
Right. So he's getting his own stuff.
Yep. Officers met Meester on the sidewalk where he, quote, tried to tell them that he was deaf, using gestures to explain that he was there to pick up his stuff, but it didn't seem like they understood, end quote.
You'd think that he would be pointing at his ears and going, you know, or something like that. It would seem relatively easy.
I think he was. I think what happened was, I think they knew he was deaf, and maybe he was, they didn't like his attitude, and they beat him and handcuffed him and arrested him for that.
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem unbelievable to me that the cops would be so dense to have no clue what this guy was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that, too.
They're coming on a situation where a neighbor's calling out of concern for what they believe to be some thief stealing things. They believe they've got themselves a perp.
I wonder when neighbors are going to stop calling. I just wonder. At some point, can you imagine what you feel like now as this neighbor? Because somebody made the telephone call that brought these people, these police officers, to this situation. And person... likely, hopefully, unless they are sociopathic, feels really, really bad about how this deaf person got beaten.
I think that the calls are going to stop in large measure when Generation X grows up and the baby boomers start dying off. I think that this is age-related trust in the police.
Right, in the police is dropping, especially as they keep arresting your friends and family members for nonsense.
And it's important to point out that the police are responsible for that. They've
made their own bed.
Yeah, they've trained a generation that they are dangerous and not worth calling. And so if people begin to call less and report crimes less often, then more crimes will go unreported. And the police, I mean, this is what incompetence brings. And incompetence is coming directly out of unaccountability. These police officers have what they called qualified immunity, so they can largely do what they want, and even if they get caught for it, the taxpayer has to pay in most cases. There's certainly some cases when they commit a crime, but other than that, you know, even if these police officers get found to have been used force and, you know, irresponsibly, it's unlikely that they will be brought up on charges, and this person will be compensated with taxpayer money. That's the problem.
Let's go to the phones. Josh is on the line in Kalamazoo, listening to WKZO. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just want to say that I feel absolutely terrible for her. That's absolutely horrible what happened. And I've actually got a story of, it's a typical thing, I believe, that happens, and it happened to my wife. This was middle of last year, she got pulled over going the opposite side of the on the opposite side of the highway, passing a truck, and she got a speeding ticket going 10 to 15 over, and the way that they fought it, because we went to fight it, and the way that they fought it was having the amount of technology they have in their cars allowed them to basically show video from the completely opposite side of the road. And the amount of technology that they have in police cars are absolutely ridiculous, and to say that we're not allowed to have that exact same right, the exact same amount of technology, or even to have a camera, is just absolutely ridiculous.
You're referencing, by the way, the lady who was arrested from the first hour of the show. I think you guys are delayed a couple hours there in Kalamazoo. But, yeah, it is ridiculous. They've got laptops. They've got Zimzams. They've got all kinds of devices that, you know, radar detectors. They've got it all, man. And they're always getting more. Now the license plate scanners, which, by the way, New Hampshire is the only state that doesn't have the police with license plate scanners, as I understand it. But most places, they've got this stuff. And, of course, outside of the the cars, they've also got things. The red light cameras, for instance. Some of the folks who were visiting from Chicago were really frustrated that it seems like every intersection they're just popping up more and more devices to control your behavior. So what you're saying is, yeah, you absolutely should be able to have a recording device and keep these people accountable.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at, I don't know if you guys see all the, they're actually pretty funny videos from Russia because they all are such bad drivers. They have cameras in their cars to catch all the accidents. I mean,
well, the reason they have them is because they don't trust the police in Russia.
Right,
what I've heard.
Yeah, they're not worse drivers in Russia than anywhere else in the world.
Well, some of those videos.
Some crazy stuff. It's amazing what they've caught. But the fact is that here, you know, maybe one out of 1,000 cars has a camera in it. In Russia, one out of 2 does. So, you know, the amazing things that
you're going to see a bunch of dummies on the road.
Right.
I mean,
I've got a video. I had video. I've got one of these cameras in my car. I've got video of a guy who just lost control of his Jeep on a snowy road. Mm. I have no clue why this happened.
Did you pull that video? You should pull it.
Why?
No, people like that stuff online.
I don't want to celebrate somebody's, you know, bad situation.
Right. I don't know if it's a celebration. I mean, it could be a warning.
So
go ahead,
it's
Josh.
okay to have a camera in your car to, let's say, catch an accident or to kind of prove your innocence in an accident situation. It should be the exact same if you're pulled over and you're, you know, wrongfully accused or you have. Proof that something's being done that's not...
Absolutely. And the good news is that it is legal to have a camera recording these things, these police encounters. It's just that not all the police have come to realize that yet, and so it's going to be kind of a messy process of working out those kinks. Thanks for the call, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you. Robert's on the line in Dayton, Ohio, listening online. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
It's on your mind tonight. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to mention something about the Craigslist killer who's been killing less, who she claims she killed less than 100 people through Craigslist in Alaska, Pennsylvania,
whoa,
and so forth.
Johnny Ray, you're nodding. Have you heard about this case?
Yeah, I read about it. She was a Satanist.
Yeah.
A female serial murderer?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
They're saying she's a real-life Dexter.
A real-life Dexter, meaning she's a cop?
Well, no, she was going after Johns.
She has the serial killer like kind of thing going on,
and so she's killing Johns.
Yeah, she keeps claiming they're like bad men. She claims, and
wow,
we're not really sure if all of them are bad, but it's hectic. Crazy.
Has this person been caught, or is this person still on the loose?
She's been caught.
I'm not sure. I mean,
okay. Yeah. I'm being told she has been caught, Robert.
Loose.
Yeah, no, just goes to show you want to be careful if you're meeting strange people online in questionable locations.
A lot of men believe that they're, you know, because God gave them the shoulder girdle that they're safe. But the fact is, you know, since Sam Colt made everybody equal,
you ain't safe from a shank in the back either.
And by the way, there's a male with her, but it's interesting that she's a female.
She had a male assistant in the killing.
In this case,
more on the way tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Meet them in public first.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.